Well, now let's begin Unit 12. How many kites are there? Kite, 风筝. How many kites are there? 有多少风筝？本单元的学习要点是掌握 there is 或 there are， 也就是 there be 结构的疑问句，以及它的否定结构。那第二个呢，要掌握有 there be 或 there are 引导的问数字、数量的疑问结构 ，how many。Please look at the picture. 请看图片。How many boxes are there on the desk? Are there 是一个疑问结构，把是放到 there 前面。How many boxes are there on the desk? 书桌上有多少个盒子？ There is only one. There is only one. 只有一个盒子。How many boxes are there near the desk? How many boxes are there near the desks? 在课桌的附近有几个盒子？ Let me count. Let me count them. Count 是数的意思，我们在前面曾经见过这个词。Let me count them. 让我数一数。One, two, three, four, five. There are five boxes. There are five boxes.There are 后面接复数名词。How many cups are there on the desk? How many cups are there on the desk? 课桌上有几个杯子？ Let me count them. One, two, three. There are three cups on it. There are three cups on it. 有三个杯子。好。这是有关问数量的数字的 How many 它的回答要用具体的数字来表示在 How many 后面接的名词一定要用复数名词 So how many boxes How many books How many girls How many students 好下面我们再看 there be 的疑问结构首先我们看 there is 结构的疑问是 there is 后面是接单数名词它的疑问结构把 is 移到 there 之前 there is there 那么肯定回答呢可以用 yes there is 是的有一个否定回答用 no there isn't 请看实例 Is there a TV in your classroom? Is there a TV in your classroom? 你们教室里面有一台电视吗 Is there a map of China on the wall?Is there a map of China on the wall? 墙上有一幅中国地图吗? Now please answer this question. Is there TV in your classroom? No, there isn't. No, there isn't. 不,没有。那么我们也可以确定 there be 的否定结构呢就是 there is 后面加 not. Is there a map of China on the wall? Yes, there is.好这是单数的那个 there be 结构的疑问式那么复数结构怎么办呢对复数结构的就是把那个 there are 把 are 移到那个 there 之前请看 Are there any 通常加一个 any Are there blank Yes there are 肯定回答 No there aren't 请看实例请大家把这个句子改为疑问句 There are some birds in the picture原话的意思是图片上有几只鸟现在把它改为疑问句也就是图片上有鸟吗 Are there any birds in the picture? Are there any birds in the picture? There are some houses in the picture 在图片里面有些房屋好请把这一句改为疑问句 The answer is Are thereAny houses in the picture? Are there any houses in the picture? 从上面例子我们可以看到肯定句里面的 some 在改为疑问句以后呢它都变为了什么 any 所以 some 通常用于肯定句而 any 经常用于否定句或者是疑问句刚才我们看到了疑问句 Are there any pictures on the wall? Are there any girls in the room?Are there any desks in the classroom? 好，下面我们再看看否定句。 There is a dog in it. 里面有一只狗。那如果改成否定句呢？对，我们大家看到那个 is， 那它否定句很好改了，就是 There isn't a dog in it。下面我们再看后一个 ，There are some flowers on it， 在它上面有一些花。刚才我们说了 ，some 通常用于肯定句，在否定句和疑问句里面，通常用 any 来代替 some。因此改为否定句的时候，不光要在 are 的后面加 not， 还不要忘记把 some 改为什么 any。There aren't any flowers on it. So remember, some, any. 请看下面的例子。There isn't a cat here. 意思是这里没有一只猫。那这个地方呢 ,isn't a cat. 有的时候也可以用 any 来代替 a. There isn't any cat here. 所以在 any 的后面可以跟单数名词也可以接复数名词。Okay, and we can also say, there's no cat here. 我们还可以说 there's no cat here. 所以 no cat 就等于 not a 或者 not any. 好，请看下一句否定句。There aren't any dogs here. 这里没有狗，请大家改为用 no 的结构。There are no dogs here. There are no dogs here. No dogs 等于 not any dogs. OK? 那么有关 there'll be 结构的疑问式和否定式，我们就给大家简单归纳到这里。下面我们看这一单元里面的有一个词，就是 sheep. A little sheep. 一只小绵羊。A little sheep. There's a little sheep here. 这里有一只小绵羊。请大家看下面一句 There are some sheep behind the house too. There are some sheep behind the house too. 在房屋的后面也有一些绵羊。好，那么这个句子的从这个意思观察，然后通过你自己的思维比较，请大家得出一个什么样的结论呢？对， sheep 它的单数形式和复数形式是同形的，是一样的。 sheep. Well, 所以我们要说一头绵羊该怎么说呢 ?A sheep. 那么八头绵羊呢 ?Eight sheep. 啊还是一样的就是 sheep,S-H-E-E-P. 那如何分辨 sheep 的单数和复数呢对不是不能够依它的形式来分辨了就要看它在句子里面所处的位置它所表达的含义有时候要经过上下文来判断。那么类似名词的单数和复数形式是一样的还有一个词就是 fish F-I-S-H 鱼 For example 一条鱼 we say a fish 那么两条鱼 we say two fish That's the same、They're the same、也就是它的单数形式和复数形式是相同的 Well, now so much for Unit 12 Bye bye